Happiness, A Guide to Developing Life's Most Important Skill. By Matthew Ricard. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. Happiness, A Guide to Developing Life's Most Important Skill by Matthew Ricard is a comprehensive guide to understanding and cultivating happiness. The book begins with an exploration of the nature of happiness, examining its biological, psychological, and spiritual aspects. Ricard then delves into the various causes of unhappiness in our lives, such as attachment to material possessions or negative emotions like anger and fear. He also examines how we can cultivate positive states of mind such as compassion and equanimity that lead to greater contentment. Ricard provides practical advice on how we can use meditation and mindfulness practices to develop inner peace and joy. He explains how these techniques can help us become more aware of our thoughts, feelings, and actions so that we can make better choices in life. Additionally, he discusses the importance of developing meaningful relationships with others for lasting fulfillment. The book also includes exercises designed to help readers identify their own sources of suffering as well as strategies for overcoming them. Finally, Ricard offers guidance on living a meaningful life filled with purposeful activities that bring true satisfaction. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Happiness is a skill that can be developed. Happiness is a skill that can be developed through practice and effort, just like any other skill. It is not something that is predetermined or out of our control, but something that we can actively work on and improve. Main idea number 2. Happiness is not dependent on external factors. Happiness is not dependent on external factors such as wealth, success, or material possessions. It is an internal state of being that is cultivated through mindful practices and self-reflection. Main idea number 3. Mindfulness is key to cultivating happiness. Mindfulness is key to cultivating happiness, as it allows us to be aware of our thoughts and feelings and to be present in the moment. Through mindfulness, we can learn to accept our emotions and to be more compassionate towards ourselves and others. Main idea number 4. Happiness is a choice. Happiness is a choice that we make every day. We can choose to focus on the positive aspects of our lives and to be grateful for what we have, or we can choose to focus on the negative and be unhappy. Main idea number 5. Happiness is a journey. Happiness is a journey that requires effort and dedication. It is not something that can be achieved overnight, but something that must be worked on and cultivated over time. Main idea number 6. Happiness is a state of mind. Happiness is a state of mind that is cultivated through mindful practices and self-reflection. It is not dependent on external factors, but rather on our own internal state of being. Main idea number 7. Happiness is a skill that can be learned. Happiness is a skill that can be learned and developed through practice and effort. It is not something that is predetermined or out of our control, but something that we can actively work on and improve. Main idea number 8. Happiness is not a destination. Happiness is not a destination that can be reached, but rather a journey that requires effort and dedication. It is not something that can be achieved overnight, but something that must be worked on and cultivated over time. Main idea number 9. Happiness is a practice. Happiness is a practice that requires effort and dedication. It is not something that can be achieved overnight, but something that must be worked on and cultivated over time. Main idea number 10. Happiness is an attitude. Happiness is an attitude that is cultivated through mindful practices and self-reflection. It is not dependent on external factors, but rather on our own internal state of being. Main idea number 11. Happiness is a journey of self-discovery. Happiness is a journey of self-discovery that requires effort and dedication. Through mindful practices and self-reflection, we can learn to accept our emotions and to be more compassionate towards ourselves and others. Main idea number 12. Happiness is a way of life. Happiness is a way of life that requires effort and dedication. It is not something that can be achieved overnight, but something that must be worked on and cultivated over time. Main idea number 13. Happiness is a state of being. Happiness is a state of being that is cultivated through mindful practices and self-reflection. It is not dependent on external factors, but rather on our own internal state of being. Main idea number 14. Happiness is a process. Happiness is a process that requires effort and dedication. It is not something that can be achieved overnight, but something that must be worked on and cultivated over time. Main idea number 15. Happiness is a journey of self-improvement. Happiness is a journey of self-improvement that requires effort and dedication. Through mindful practices and self-reflection, we can learn to accept our emotions and to be more compassionate towards ourselves and others. Main idea number 16. Happiness is a mindset. Happiness is a mindset that is cultivated through mindful practices and self-reflection. It is not dependent on external factors, but rather on our own internal state of being. Main idea number 17. Happiness is a practice of self-care. Happiness is a practice of self-care that requires effort and dedication. Through mindful practices and self-reflection, we can learn to accept our emotions and to be more compassionate towards ourselves and others. Main idea number 18. Happiness is a journey of self-acceptance. Happiness is a journey of self-acceptance that requires effort and dedication. Through mindful practices and self-reflection, we can learn to accept our emotions and to be more compassionate towards ourselves and others. Main idea number 19. Happiness is a way of living. Happiness is a way of living that requires effort and dedication. It is not something that can be achieved overnight, but something that must be worked on and cultivated over time. Main idea number 20. Happiness is a state of contentment. Happiness is a state of contentment that is cultivated through mindful practices and self-reflection. It is not dependent on external factors, but rather on our own internal state of being. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Happiness is a skill that can be developed through practice and effort, just like any other skill. It requires dedication and commitment to make it part of our lives, but the rewards are worth it. We can learn how to cultivate positive emotions such as joy, contentment, gratitude, and compassion, develop resilience in the face of life's challenges, create meaningful connections with others, and find purpose in our lives. Developing this skill involves understanding what makes us happy and why we feel certain emotions. We must also recognize when negative thoughts or feelings arise so that we can take steps to address them. This includes learning how to manage stress effectively by developing healthy coping strategies such as mindfulness meditation or physical activity. Finally, happiness is not something that happens overnight. It takes time for us to build up these skills and habits until they become second nature. But with patience and perseverance, anyone can learn how to be happier. Main idea number 2. Happiness is not dependent on external factors such as wealth, success, or material possessions. It is an internal state of being that can be cultivated through mindful practices and self-reflection. To achieve true happiness, one must look within themselves to find the source of joy and contentment. This means taking time to reflect on what brings you peace and fulfillment in life, rather than relying solely on external sources for satisfaction. Mindful practices such as meditation can help us become more aware of our thoughts and feelings so we can better understand ourselves. Self-reflection allows us to identify areas where we may need improvement or growth in order to reach a higher level of personal satisfaction. Additionally, it helps us recognize our strengths and appreciate the positive aspects of our lives. Ultimately, happiness comes from within. It cannot be found externally, no matter how much money or success one has achieved. By engaging in mindful practices and self-reflection regularly, we can cultivate a sense of inner peace that will bring lasting joy into our lives. Main idea number 3. Mindfulness is key to cultivating happiness, as it allows us to be aware of our thoughts and feelings and to be present in the moment. Through mindfulness, we can learn to recognize our emotions without judgment or attachment. We can observe them objectively, allowing us to gain insight into their causes and effects. This understanding helps us respond more skillfully when faced with difficult situations. Mindfulness also encourages self-compassion by helping us accept ourselves for who we are. It teaches us that mistakes are part of life's journey and that it's okay not to be perfect all the time. By being mindful of our own needs and feelings, we can better understand those of others too. Finally, mindfulness helps cultivate a sense of contentment with what is happening right now rather than constantly striving for something else in the future. When we practice mindfulness regularly, it becomes easier to appreciate each moment for what it is, no matter how small or insignificant, which leads naturally towards greater happiness. Main idea number 4. Happiness is a choice that we make every day. We can choose to focus on the positive aspects of our lives and be grateful for what we have, or we can choose to focus on the negative and be unhappy. It is important to remember that happiness does not come from external sources such as money, fame, or material possessions, it comes from within us. We must take responsibility for our own happiness by making conscious choices about how we think and act. We can cultivate an attitude of gratitude by taking time each day to appreciate all the good things in our lives. This could include spending time with loved ones, enjoying nature, engaging in meaningful activities, or simply being mindful of the present moment. When faced with difficult situations or challenging emotions, it is important to practice self-compassion and kindness towards ourselves so that we don't become overwhelmed by negativity. By actively choosing happiness over unhappiness each day, we create a more positive outlook on life, which leads to greater contentment and joy. Happiness is something that takes effort, but it is worth striving for because it brings us closer to living a fulfilling life. Main idea number 5. Happiness is a journey that requires effort and dedication. It is not something that can be achieved overnight, but something that must be worked on and cultivated over time. To achieve true happiness, one must take the time to reflect on their life and identify areas of improvement. This could include developing healthier habits such as exercising regularly or eating nutritious foods, engaging in meaningful activities like volunteering or taking up a hobby, or simply spending more quality time with family and friends. It's important to remember that happiness isn't just about feeling good all the time. It also involves learning how to cope with difficult emotions such as sadness or anger in healthy ways. Learning how to manage stress effectively can help us stay balanced during challenging times so we don't become overwhelmed by our feelings. Additionally, cultivating an attitude of gratitude helps us appreciate what we have rather than focusing on what we lack. The journey towards achieving lasting happiness takes patience and perseverance, but it is worth the effort. By making small changes each day, you will gradually start to feel more contentment in your life, which will lead to greater joy overall. Main idea number 6. Happiness is a state of mind that is cultivated through mindful practices and self-reflection. It requires us to take an honest look at ourselves, our values, and our goals in life. We must be willing to accept the good with the bad, and recognize that we are all capable of experiencing joy even amidst difficult circumstances. Happiness does not come from external sources such as material possessions or other people, it comes from within. Mindful practices such as meditation can help us cultivate happiness by allowing us to become more aware of our thoughts and feelings. Through this awareness, we can begin to identify patterns in our thinking that may be preventing us from feeling contentment. We can also use mindfulness techniques to focus on positive aspects of life rather than dwelling on negative ones. Self-reflection is another important tool for cultivating happiness. Taking time each day to reflect on what brings you joy or satisfaction can help you stay connected with your innermost desires and motivations. This practice helps keep your outlook positive so that when challenges arise, you have the strength and resilience needed to face them head-on. Ultimately, Happiness is something we create for ourselves through conscious effort and dedication. By taking steps towards developing a healthier mindset, we open up new possibilities for living a fulfilling life full of joy. Main idea number 7. Happiness is a skill that can be learned and developed through practice and effort. It requires dedication, focus, and commitment to make it part of our lives. We must learn how to recognize the sources of joy in our lives, cultivate positive emotions such as gratitude and contentment, develop healthy relationships with others, manage stress effectively, set meaningful goals for ourselves, and take action towards achieving them. The process of learning this skill involves understanding what makes us happy on a deeper level. We need to identify our values and prioritize activities that align with those values. This helps us create meaning in life by connecting with something larger than ourselves. Additionally, we should strive to maintain balance between work/career pursuits and leisure activities so that we don't become overwhelmed or burned out. Finally, it is important to remember that happiness is not an end goal but rather an ongoing journey. As we continue practicing these skills over time, they will become more ingrained into our daily habits until eventually they become second nature. Main idea number 8. Happiness is not a destination that can be reached, but rather a journey that requires effort and dedication. It is not something that can be achieved overnight, but something that must be worked on and cultivated over time. To achieve true happiness, we must take the time to understand ourselves better and learn how to manage our emotions in order to create positive experiences for ourselves. We need to practice self-care by engaging in activities such as exercise, meditation, or spending quality time with friends and family. We also need to recognize our strengths and weaknesses so we can focus on developing those areas of our lives where we feel most fulfilled. This means taking the time to reflect on what brings us joy and satisfaction while also being mindful of any negative thoughts or feelings that may arise during this process. Finally, it's important to remember that happiness isn't just about feeling good all the time, it's about finding balance between pleasure and pain so we can live life more fully. Main idea number 9. Happiness is a practice that requires effort and dedication. It is not something that can be achieved overnight, but something that must be worked on and cultivated over time. To achieve true happiness, one must take the time to reflect on their life and identify areas of improvement. This could include developing healthier habits such as exercising regularly or eating nutritious foods, engaging in meaningful activities like volunteering or taking up a hobby, or simply spending more quality time with family and friends. In addition to making positive changes in our lives, it's important to remember that happiness also comes from within. We need to learn how to appreciate the small moments of joy we experience each day and cultivate an attitude of gratitude for all the blessings we have been given. Practicing mindfulness can help us stay present in the moment so we can savor every experience without getting caught up in worries about the future. Finally, it's essential to recognize that no matter what challenges life throws at us, there will always be opportunities for growth and learning if we choose to look for them. With patience and perseverance, anyone can develop their own unique path towards lasting happiness. Main idea number 10. Happiness is an attitude that can be cultivated through mindful practices and self-reflection. It is not dependent on external factors, such as wealth or success, but rather on our own internal state of being. To cultivate this attitude, we must take the time to reflect on what brings us joy and contentment in life. We must also practice gratitude for all the good things we have in our lives, no matter how small they may seem. Mindful practices such as meditation can help us become more aware of our thoughts and feelings so that we can better understand ourselves and make conscious choices about how to live a happier life. Additionally, it's important to recognize when negative emotions arise so that we can address them with compassion instead of judgment or avoidance. By taking these steps towards cultivating a positive attitude towards life, we will be able to experience greater levels of happiness. Main idea number 11. Happiness is a journey of self-discovery that requires effort and dedication. It involves learning to recognize our emotions, understanding their causes, and developing strategies for managing them in healthy ways. Through mindful practices such as meditation, journaling, or yoga, we can learn to be more aware of our thoughts and feelings. We can also use self-reflection to gain insight into the underlying motivations behind our behavior. By taking the time to explore ourselves on this journey of self-discovery, we can become better equipped to handle life's challenges with grace and resilience. We can learn how to accept ourselves for who we are, flaws and all, and develop greater compassion towards others. Ultimately, this process helps us cultivate an inner sense of peace that allows us to find joy in each moment. Main idea number 12. Happiness is a way of life that requires effort and dedication. It is not something that can be achieved overnight, but something that must be worked on and cultivated over time. To achieve true happiness, one must focus on cultivating positive emotions such as joy, contentment, gratitude, and compassion. These feelings are the foundation for a meaningful life filled with purpose and fulfillment. It is important to recognize that happiness does not come from external sources or material possessions, it comes from within. We have the power to create our own happiness by developing healthy habits such as exercising regularly, eating nutritious foods, getting enough sleep each night, spending quality time with loved ones, engaging in activities we enjoy doing, and taking care of ourselves mentally and emotionally. In addition to these practices, it is also beneficial to practice mindfulness meditation, which helps us become more aware of our thoughts and feelings so we can better manage them in order to cultivate greater levels of inner peace. By focusing on creating an environment where positive emotions are nurtured rather than negative ones, we can begin living a happier life. Main idea number 13. Happiness is a state of being that can be cultivated through mindful practices and self-reflection. It is not dependent on external factors, such as material possessions or the approval of others, but rather on our own internal state of being. To achieve true happiness, we must learn to recognize and appreciate the beauty in life's simple moments. We must also strive to cultivate positive emotions such as gratitude, joy, contentment, and compassion. Mindful practices like meditation can help us become more aware of our thoughts and feelings so that we can better understand ourselves and how we interact with the world around us. Self-reflection allows us to gain insight into our values and beliefs so that we may make conscious choices about how to live our lives in alignment with them. By cultivating these habits over time, we can create an inner environment conducive to lasting happiness. Main idea number 14. Happiness is a process that requires effort and dedication. It is not something that can be achieved overnight, but something that must be worked on and cultivated over time. To achieve true happiness, one must take the time to reflect on their life and identify areas of improvement. This could include developing healthier habits such as exercising regularly or eating nutritious foods, engaging in meaningful activities like volunteering or taking up a hobby, or simply spending more quality time with family and friends. In addition to making positive changes in our lives, it's important to practice gratitude for what we already have. Taking the time each day to appreciate all the good things in our lives helps us stay focused on what truly matters most: our relationships with others and ourselves. Finally, learning how to manage stress effectively is essential for achieving lasting happiness, since too much stress can lead to feelings of depression or anxiety. Overall, happiness is an ongoing journey rather than a destination. It takes work, but it's worth every bit of effort. With patience and perseverance, anyone can learn how to cultivate greater joy within themselves. Main idea number 15. Happiness is a journey of self-improvement that requires effort and dedication. It involves learning to accept our emotions, understanding our thoughts and feelings, and developing compassion for ourselves and others. Through mindful practices such as meditation, we can become more aware of the present moment and gain insight into how our minds work. We can also learn to recognize patterns in our behavior that may be preventing us from achieving true happiness. Self-reflection is an important part of this journey. By taking time to reflect on our experiences, we can gain greater clarity about what brings us joy or causes us distress. This helps us identify areas where we need to make changes in order to improve our lives. Additionally, it allows us to appreciate the positive aspects of life more deeply. The path towards happiness is not always easy, but with commitment and perseverance it is possible to achieve lasting contentment. As we continue on this journey of self-improvement, we will find that each step forward brings new opportunities for growth. Main idea number 16. Happiness is a mindset that is cultivated through mindful practices and self-reflection. It requires us to take an active role in our own well-being, rather than relying on external sources of happiness. We must be aware of our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors in order to create a positive outlook on life. This means being conscious of how we talk to ourselves and others, as well as the activities we engage in. Mindful practices such as meditation can help us become more aware of our inner state so that we can better manage our emotions and reactions. Self-reflection allows us to gain insight into what makes us happy or unhappy, enabling us to make changes accordingly. By taking responsibility for our own happiness, we are able to create a sense of contentment within ourselves regardless of external circumstances. Ultimately, happiness is not something that comes from outside but rather something that needs to be nurtured from within. Through mindful practices and self-reflection, we can cultivate the mindset necessary for true joy and fulfillment. Main idea number 17. Happiness is a practice of self-care that requires effort and dedication. It involves taking the time to nurture our physical, mental, and emotional well-being. This can include activities such as exercising regularly, eating healthy foods, getting enough sleep, engaging in meaningful relationships with others, and finding ways to relax and enjoy life. Additionally, it also means being mindful of our thoughts and feelings so we can better understand ourselves. Through mindful practices like meditation or journaling, we can learn to accept our emotions without judgment or criticism. We can become more aware of how our thoughts shape our experience of life and develop healthier coping strategies for dealing with difficult situations. By cultivating compassion towards ourselves as well as others, we create an environment where happiness has room to grow. Ultimately, happiness is something that must be actively pursued if it is going to be sustained over time. With patience and perseverance, anyone can learn the skills necessary for creating a happier life. Main idea number 18. Happiness is a journey of self-acceptance that requires effort and dedication. It involves learning to be kinder to ourselves, understanding our emotions, and recognizing our strengths and weaknesses. Through mindful practices such as meditation, journaling, or yoga, we can become more aware of our thoughts and feelings. This awareness allows us to accept ourselves for who we are without judgment or criticism. Self-reflection is also an important part of the journey towards self-acceptance. Taking time out from our busy lives to reflect on what matters most helps us gain clarity about what makes us happy and content in life. We can use this insight to make decisions that align with our values rather than those imposed by society. By embracing all aspects of ourselves, both positive and negative, we can learn how to live authentically with greater peace of mind. As we practice self-acceptance over time, it becomes easier for us to find joy in everyday moments instead of constantly striving for perfection. Main idea number 19. Happiness is a way of living that requires effort and dedication. It is not something that can be achieved overnight, but something that must be worked on and cultivated over time. To achieve true happiness, we must learn to appreciate the small moments in life, practice gratitude for what we have, and focus on our strengths rather than our weaknesses. We should also strive to cultivate meaningful relationships with those around us and take care of ourselves both physically and mentally. We can start by taking some time each day to reflect on what brings us joy or contentment. This could include activities such as reading a book, going for a walk in nature, listening to music, or spending quality time with friends or family members. Additionally, it's important to make sure we are getting enough restful sleep each night so that our minds are well rested when it comes time to tackle the challenges of daily life. Finally, it's essential to remember that happiness isn't just about feeling good all the time, it's also about learning how to cope with difficult emotions like sadness or anger in healthy ways. By developing resilience through mindfulness practices such as meditation or yoga, we can better manage these feelings without letting them overwhelm us. Main idea number 20. Happiness is a state of contentment that is cultivated through mindful practices and self-reflection. It requires us to take an honest look at ourselves, our values, and our goals in life. We must be willing to accept the good with the bad, and recognize that we are all imperfect beings who will make mistakes along the way. Happiness does not come from external sources such as material possessions or other people, it comes from within us. In order to cultivate true happiness, we must learn how to manage our thoughts and emotions in healthy ways. This means being aware of when negative thinking patterns arise so that they can be addressed before they become too overwhelming. Additionally, it involves learning how to practice gratitude for what we have instead of focusing on what we don't have or cannot control. Finally, it requires us to develop meaningful relationships with others by engaging in activities that bring joy into our lives. By taking these steps towards cultivating happiness within ourselves, we can begin to experience a sense of contentment no matter what life throws at us. True happiness is not dependent on external factors but rather on our own internal state of being, something which each one of us has the power to create. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.